A federal program that gives legal status to some undocumented youth is under legal threat. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, was established 5 years ago under President Obama, but a deadline is looming that could dismantle the program. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
10 state attorneys general, led by Texas AG Ken Paxton, vowed to sue the Trump administration if it didn't take any action to end DACA by September 5th. An estimated 20,000 Washington residents have benefited from the program, including Paul Quinones. He graduated from Gonzaga University in 2015.
And this program has allowed me to legally work and work in my field with my degree in political science and economics. And also, there's many people around me, many friends that are also DACA recipients that I know in similar circumstances.
Quinones is part of Washington Dream Coalition, an organization of undocumented immigrant youth. He and other DACA recipients are calling on the White House and Congress to protect the program.
So it's really about the dignity and of people and their ability to leave freely and safe from fear.
Nationwide, there are roughly 800,000 DACA recipients. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton recently stood firm on his lawsuit threat. In a letter to Texas lawmakers, Paxton said his objection is not toward the policy itself, but to the program's origins. DACA, he wrote, amounts to an unlawful use of executive power. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.